Hello, and welcome to this special science podcast from the 2009 AAAS Annual Meeting in Chicago, Illinois. It's February 14th. I'm Robert Frederick. This is Valentine's Day, a day in the West for expressing one's love, and, appropriately enough, also a day for a symposium on the science of kissing. I'm here with Jackie Graham, who's blogging about the science of kissing for the Science Now website. She was in the session with me. Jackie, kissing was referred to as helping men and women choose what the researchers called life's greatest prize, evolutionary-wise, anyway, of choosing a mate. What in particular, scientifically, goes into that decision?
Well, Wendy Hill from Lafayette College talked about the chemical reactions that occur in one's body after kissing occurs, and that some of these hormonal reactions could create a sense of pair bonding that then would allow them to go on and promote their reproduction later on in life.
Here's Wendy Hill.
One hormone, oxytocin, is very much involved in social attachment. Lots of groundbreaking studies have shown quite clearly that, especially in mammals, oxytocin is related to pair bonding. So if a kiss has to do with pair bonding, one might anticipate that there be changes in oxytocin levels. We also know that oxytocin plays a role in the stress hormone cortisol. There's been studies that show increases in oxytocin are related to decreases in cortisol. So we decided to look at that hormone as well.
Okay, so what were the results?
After kissing, for men, levels of oxytocin were increased, and surprisingly for the women, it was decreased. Usually, women have a baseline level of oxytocin significantly higher than men, and they were surprised to see that dip in oxytocin for women after kissing. They were wondering, though, if that had something to do with the setting. The experiments were run in a student health clinic, not the most romantic place in the world, and it's possible that the women may have been more affected by that environmental setting. And they did find that after kissing, cortisol dropped for both men and women.
So they were less stressed.
They were chilled out.
What's kissing really all about?
Helen Fisher from Rutgers University found that there are three primary parts to getting a mate and reproducing, and that kissing promoted all three of these parts of the relationship.
Here's Helen Fisher.
I and my colleagues, Art Aaron, Lucy Brown, and Bianca Acevedo, have put 49 people who are madly in love into a functional MRI brain scanner. 17 who had just fallen in love, 15 who had just been rejected in love, and 17 who report that they're still in love after an average of 21 years of marriage. And that led me to propose that Homo sapiens has evolved three primarily different brain systems for mating and reproduction. One is the sex drive, associated primarily with testosterone in both men and women. The second is romantic love or attraction, passionate love, obsessive love, being in love. We've established that it is associated with elevated activity in the dopamine system, natural stimulant. I think we'll eventually find that norepinephrine systems are also engaged and probably low levels of serotonin. The third of these three brain systems, romantic love, the sex drive, and the third being attachment, other scientists have associated with oxytocin and vasopressin that Wendy's been talking about. I think the sex drive evolved to get you out there looking for a whole range of partners. I think romantic love evolved to enable you to focus your mating energy on just one at a time, thereby conserving metabolic energy and time. And that attachment, the third brain system, evolved to enable you to tolerate this person at least long enough to raise a single child together as a team. And I'm going to propose that kissing evolved as an all-purpose mechanism that could stimulate any one or all three of these three different brain systems, the sex drive, romantic love, or attachment. There's evidence, a good deal of evidence, that saliva has testosterone in it. And there's also evidence that men like sloppier kisses with a more open mouth, and that suggests to me that they are unconsciously attempting to transfer testosterone to trigger the sex drive in women.
Anything else?
In particular, the kissing comes in really handy because it turns out that it can be used as an assessment tool. So a male kisses a female because of the chemicals in her saliva, can sense if she's very subconsciously, if she's ovulating, and gives him a sense of her fertility.
Well, Jackie Graham, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Jackie Graham, who is blogging about the science of kissing on the Science Now website. You can check it out. Find a link to the findings blog at sciencenow.sciencemag.org. This has been a special science podcast from the 2009 AAAS Annual Meeting in Chicago, Illinois. If you would, please take a moment to give us your input. Write us at sciencepodcast@aaas.org or fill out our online anonymous survey at www.sciencemag.org/multimedia. The show is a production of Science and of AAAS, the Science Society. Jeffrey Cook composed the music, and I'm Robert Frederick. On behalf of Science Magazine and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for joining us, and happy Valentine's Day!